Right. Well, you're lucky there. Well, let's see. I don't know if Niemeyer's is still. There's some over here in the New Chicago side of Hobart. New Chicago's north of Route 6, Ridge Road, U.S. 6, and south is Hobart. That's where a lot of these guys with their race cars used to go get airplane fuel and mix it down to burn up their engines racing up on Broadway back many years ago. But they had to mix it down. It was like 102, 105 octane. It's really up there. That's, you don't want to be smoking on those vapors. I'm probably somewhere around maybe not quite 4 miles from the airport. It's a small municipal. It's not a big airport. I think it's still there. I don't know if they do any flights. Maybe personal flights, personal jets. Not jets, but little, what do you call them? I call them Piper Cubs. They're not, no, Lear wouldn't be able to land there. Well, maybe it would. But now I'm over the flight zone going to the Gary Municipal Airport, where I used to live down there in Brunswick. Yeah, now that one there now. Oh, yeah. I am probably air miles, 8-9 miles. Road miles, 10. So, yeah, that would be a very disadvantage for me to try putting anything up. Even though the trees, they come down low, and we got some big oak trees here that's over 80 feet high. And, I mean, I see them coming down. I'm thinking, you guys got to clip these trees, but... No, they still make it. And there's no lights on those trees either. But well, anyway, Rob, listen, let me glad to talk to you. Let me take a break here. I have to get the two ones downstairs. They now introduced them to snow, and they want to go on to frolic in the snow. And there's some very big dogs, so let me let them out for a while, for about half hour, and I got to watch them and let them play and frolic. And then I got to come in here, and let's see, what is today, Monday? I don't think our garbage gets picked up because of the snow. But hey, well, we had an early snowfall, so the sooner it gets here, the sooner it leaves, right, Rob? All right, Rob, let you go. Thanks for the heads up on Tony there, and good hearing you, and yeah, enjoy. I'm not sure, it seemed like it's getting warmer out. It's not as cold as it was this morning. Man, it was a blizzard this morning. I woke up 2:33, because Cockapoo, she wants to go out, gets me up. I got to move all the cats, because I wake up with a bunch of cats on top of the blanket. So, no wonder I got the furnace turned down. They're keeping me warm. But I had to look. I said, oh, man, she stepped out, and already the snow was like 4 inches deep outside the back. It was blown up against the back door, the back patch, porch door. I thought, uh-oh. And she turned around and come back in. So I said, okay, we'll just do it later. I looked. I said, oh, my gosh, man, it took about a winter wonderland. What happened overnight when we were sleeping? Yep, they were right. We got hit by it. Rob, listen, let me break with you. Take care of business here, and I'll jump back in a little later on. And good talking to you. You sound great. I'm being paced by a cat here. What is it? No, you can't talk on the radio. No, unless you speak English. Unless Rob can understand kitty talk. All right, Rob, see you later, brother. 73, KA9GKT.
73, Henry. Yep, I'll be around. 9 PRK.